Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 1 Kings chapter 6. Chapter 6 of 1 Kings has to do with Solomon's wisdom in the area of building projects. A building may not seem like a big deal to you and I, but to David, who wanted to build God a house, it was a big deal. It hadn't been long when David came up with the idea that Israel had been living in tents, wandering around. But when they finally settled in the land, God still had a tent, and that bothered David. To David, as he dwelt in his palace, it didn't seem right that God should still be living in a tent. And the temple actually is sort of a monument to the fact that God had settled them and fulfilled all of their promises. Now, keep in mind that the temple that Jesus spoke about was himself. He was the great fulfillment of all God's promises. But in this chapter, we'll see the temple and we'll see Solomon's palace. Pulling off the temple that David designed was a big deal. Solomon was going to need supernatural wisdom. And not only that, he had the wisdom to beautify it, not just build the structure, but to make it one of the wonders of the ancient world. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon says, "I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure, enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of pleasure, what use is it? I search with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the children of man to do under heaven during the few days of their life. I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I myself made gardens and parks and planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I made myself pools from which to water the forest of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had slaves who were born in my house. I also had great possessions of herds and flocks, more than had ever been before me in Jerusalem. I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the treasures of kings and provinces. I got singers, both men and women, and many concubines, the delight of the sons of man. So I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, it was all vanity, a striving after the wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." You know, today, those very buildings are in rubble or in ruin. They didn't last. All their glory eventually faded. Jesus said that the grass withers and the flowers fall, but he who does the will of God will endure forever. That's the wisdom that lasts for eternity. But here we see the temporal wisdom that Solomon pours into the building projects. And verses 1 through 10 are all about the measurements of the temple he was about to build. Verse 11 says, "The word of the Lord came to Solomon. As for this temple you're building, if you follow my decrees, observe my laws, and keep all my commands and obey them, I will fulfill through you the promise I gave to David, your father. And I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people, Israel." What was the promise that he made to David? It was that when David said, "God, I want to build you a house," God said, "That's cute, David, but I tell you what, I'll let you build me a house, but I will build your house. Through you will come the Messiah." Verse 14 reads, "So Solomon built the temple and completed it. He lined its interior walls with cedar boards, paneling them from floor of the temple to the ceiling, and covered the floor of the temple with planks of juniper. He partitioned off 20 cubits at the rear of the temple with cedar boards from floor to ceiling to form within the temple an inner sanctuary, the most holy place. The main hall in front of this room was 40 cubits long." By the way, a cubit is the measurement from the tip of your middle finger to your elbow. Verse 18 picks up, "The inside of the temple was cedar, carved with gourds and open flowers. Everything was cedar. No stone was to be seen. He prepared the inner sanctuary within the temple of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord there. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 wide, and 20 high. He overlaid the inside with pure gold, and he also overlaid the altar of cedar. Solomon covered the inside of the temple with pure gold, and he extended gold chains across the front of the inner sanctuary, which was overlaid with gold. So he overlaid the whole interior with gold. He also overlaid the gold altar that belonged to the inner sanctuary. For the inner sanctuary, he made a pair of cherubim out of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. One wing of the first cherub was 5 cubits long, and the other wing 5 cubits, 10 cubits, from wingtip to wingtip. The second cherubim also measured 10 cubits, for the two cherubim were identical in size and shape. The height of each cherub was 10 cubits. He placed the cherubim inside the innermost room of the temple, with their wings spread out. The wing of one cherub touched one wall, while the wing of the other touched the other wall, and their wings touched each other in the middle of the room. He overlaid the cherubim with gold. On the walls around the temple, in both the inner and outer rooms, he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. He also covered the floors of both the inner and outer rooms of the temple with gold. For the entrance to the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood that were 1/5 of the width of the sanctuary. And on 2 olive wood doors, he carved cherubim, palm trees, open flowers, and overlaid cherubim and palm trees with hammered gold. In the same way, for the entrance to the main hall, he made door frames out of olive wood that were 1/4 of the width of the hall. He also made 2 doors out of juniper wood, each having 2 leaves that turned in sockets. He carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers on them, and overlaid them with gold hammered evenly over the carvings. And he built the inner courtyard of 3 courses of dressed stone and 1 course of trimmed cedar beams. The foundation of the temple of the Lord was laid in the 4th year in the month of Ziv. In the 11th year of the month of Bol, the 8th month, the temple was finished in all its details according to its specifications. He had spent 7 years building it. What a work of art this thing was. You just have to read that and you marvel. Now, the interesting thing about it is that this temple was not only beautifully ornate, but it was wrought with symbolism. The cherubim, for example, were angels that were meant for battle. Remember that in Genesis 3, God set cherubim in front of the Garden of Eden. In other words, his presence in the garden was protected by a cherub. And here in the temple, his presence is guarded again. So, just as Adam and Eve were kept from re-entering illegitimately into the garden, so here was a reminder that nobody could enter the presence of God without the shedding of blood, for God is too holy to dwell in the presence of sin. The palm trees and flowers are the symbols of blessing. As a desert people, these were symbols of an oasis, and here is where the oasis was found, in God's presence. Now remember that gold is the symbol of God's holiness. It's the symbol of heaven. The streets in Revelation are overlaid with gold. Bronze, on the other hand, is a symbol of judgment. Here, the holy place was meant to resemble heaven. That's why the doors look like leaves, further resembling the Garden of Eden. The whole thing took 7 years and emphasizes to us the importance of art and beauty, because God himself is not only holy, but he's beautiful. And the faith that we've come into is not only one of the wonders of the world, but of the universe and for all eternity. And for all eternity in God's presence, we will worship and sing and marvel. This was just a taste. Read 1 Kings chapter 6 today, and as you do, worship him in the beauty of holiness.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.